You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
The Amsterdam Dinner, Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna v. Kim Richards,
mm-hmm.
or last season of Salt Lake City, the reality Von T's outing dinner.
Oh God, this is hard. Howdy, howdy, welcome hello, back.
Thank you.
How are you? How's your week?
I am great. Cannot complain. Sun is out
Thank God this week,
so that's giving me some life.
Revived or axed?
I'm revived this week. I have slayed work this week.
Great.
I'm riding high.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some real good at team leading.
Great.
Which is great for me. Because, you know, it's either misery, hate my job, want to quit, or I love this job and I can do it. And it's every single week is different.
Yeah, but and every week, day is different.
Every day is different. This week, I'm on and up.
Great.
Watch this space. I'm due to plummet. But revived, definitely revived. People would have been inspired. Wow. After watching me this week.
Okay, great.
Great.
Yeah. A spirals are scheduled for...
Pencil that in for about maybe Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you? I'm feeling...
Revived. I feel like I was pushed to the limits this week, but mm-hmm. in good ways.
In what ways?
Good character building for me, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm the same, yeah.
Probably won't dive in too much further than that. But
probably won't.
Yeah. But yeah, you're feeling good. My puffy eyes slowly going down, and I figured out what the cause of that was. Yes, I think it was because I was sick, but turns out it was just a hectic moisturizer that was not agreeing to me.
Hectic moisturizer.
Yeah, I think it was too rich.
Thick moisturizers give you puffy eyes.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I had the same issue with another moisturizer, but, you know, I won't bore you with those details.
Riveting.
Yeah. Feeling revived.
Love that.
I feel like the universe was trying to push me to be axed, but I just kept pushing through.
Yeah. They were pushing you for an axe or pushing you for like a... chaotic spiral that would have been like peak of a season.
I've finished the week feeling achieved, not deflated.
Love that.
So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. Well, before we get into it, I actually just wanted to share a few important things that I've seen on socials this week.
Fun. I also have something to share.
Okay,
from
great.
Socials,
it's actually rolling across three different Housewife franchises.
Oh, okay.
So the first one I'm going to bring up is our local girls in Melbourne. Mm. Petit Fleur has been scammed or hacked. Her Instagram's been hacked.
Really?
Yeah. So
in what way? What are they doing? Is it like...
It's the one where they say, sign up to this account and you'll gain X amount of dollars.
Do you remember when I can't even remember who we were talking about, but it must have been someone from high school or something, and you were like, how did they afford to buy this car? And I was
Tesla.
A Tesla. I was like, what? And then you're like, how did they afford to buy that Tesla? And I was like, I don't know. And then I think like a week later, a post popped up and it was like... It was full on scam. I was like, Betty, they've been fucking scammed. And you're like, oh.
I fell for it. I almost
signed
up.
You almost clicked on it. Yeah. How did they do that? Show me how.
So Petit Fleur has got a screenshot of her, well, a post saying that you've been paid $10,000 into your account.
The Combank.
And then all of these stories saying, was good, everyone. I just invested $500 on Forfex trading and got $10,000 profit in just 2 hours.
Oh my God.
And she goes on to share all of these different stories, and the comments have been turned off, but someone's commented on her last post where she did have access saying, urgent. Can someone... that has Petit Fleur's phone number, please call her urgently to tell her she's been hacked.
Oh my God,
the hacker is posting false information and has control over her inbox. The poor thing.
Get Lisa's cybersecurity team over it.
That's,
Can I just say, I'm looking at it now. The screenshot of the Combank, you've been paid 10 grand into your account. The screensaver is her.
Yeah.
Also wouldn't put it past her to have her screensaver as her.
100%.
But also,
heavily face-tuned
Well. And the caption is, I have been successfully earning profit by investing on Forex trading with Alice Olivia. Her is trusted and legit. Pronouns are she, her.
The poor thing.
That is fucking
seriously
hilarious. Yep.
Did you want to share yours?
Mine's more like a housewives fun fact. So keep going with yours. Okay.
So I'll touch on Miami. So Real Housewives of Miami. I know you don't watch those girls.
Mm-hmm.
They've just started filming again. And they've spotted someone filming with them, which is speculation to this point. It's not 100% confirmed. But it's an ex-contestant from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
Yeah. So her name's Carmen Carrera, I reckon. I think she was on like season 4, season 5. She's now trans. She's like a Puerto Rican background.
I'm trying to get a photo.
I don't reckon you would have remembered, like, it was very early on. But I guess goes with like the theme of that cast. It's very like Puerto Rican.
Yeah, right.
Vibed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been spotted filming with the girls. So
interesting.
When worlds collide.
Love that.
Yeah.
Hit me with number three.
To see. Yeah, not interested. Cool. Move it on. Yeah, I don't watch Miami.
I don't care about Miami.
I reckon you would enjoy it. That's my next one that I'm going to get you onto, I reckon.
Okay.
Next one is Salt Lake City related.
Okay.
Is yours? Or is yours just a fun fact?
No, mine's just a fun fact, but okay. I did see something that could potentially be this.
Jared?
No.
Okay, well, Jared has spoken out about Britney.
And?
Someone has DM'd Jared asking about, you know, what he thinks of the whole situation of how it's unfolded on screen. And he's responded 2 different paragraphs. So I'll read the first one out to you. He said, you know, and I realize I'm oversharing a little bit. The fascinating part of Britney's story is that she adds so much drama for no reason, truly in an attempt to be relevant. If you want to know the truth on our history, I have never walked away from her. I've never broken up with her. I've always been steady, spoiled her over the last year, paid for everything and never been a true... And have been a true gentleman. She is so damaged from her past relationships, she makes me out to be the bad guy. She's scared that I won't put a ring on her finger and I just want to play. So rather than just steadily stay with me and work through all of the dating issues that pop up, she runs like a scared child. I need to date a stable woman. For the second, Britney has a job on the show because I decided to go on. I give her relevance. I give her a talking point. She promised me that we wouldn't take our love on camera, that it would be best friends, hence the reason for all of the best friends comments. I went against my better judgment and I filmed with her thinking that she would hold on to that. She did not, obviously. I've stepped up to give her all that she has needed to make herself relevant on the show, and what I got in return was a woman that dumped me and makes me look like a complete idiot by the time that this is all done. Also, oh God, I did so well with this until this point. Also evidenced by some of her TikToks, not a happy camper.
Okay.
Victim mentality. I don't believe a second of it.
No, because you see even just the way that he behaves on the show. Okay, yes, I know it's produced and it's, you know, it's edited and whatnot. But, like, take Britney out of it. You're still a fucking flog. Like, you're still
100%.
Yeah.
All the dating issues. Yeah, you won't get off the dating apps.
Yeah, literally.
There is truth to that. I
also agree with the fact that she is unstable and that she's fucking psycho, but...
Even she says that.
Exactly.
So that's something that... And we don't need to be told that. We can see that.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean that you're a better person than she is.
No, he's just a loser. Yeah, it's because now the look of him, like his reputation is getting out on the public eye and he can't handle it.
The Mormons aren't happy.
The Mormons are not happy.
Well, that was my three.
I've got a couple of things now.
All right, all right.
Do you want the Housewives fun fact or do you want the Salt Lake City, like, info that I saw?
Let's do the fun fact.
Can we do the Salt Lake City one first?
Fine.
I don't know why I even asked you. All right, so I was on TikTok literally today and saw another podcast talking about Adam, mm-hmm. Whitney's friend Adam, that told her about... Lisa mm-hmm. Barlow, mm-hmm. hint, hint to Lisa Barlow, has now backpedaled completely. I sent mm-hmm. this to you today as well. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think that production probably did a really good job at chopping up the pieces of the conversation. Yeah. But I think it looks like Whitney found out the truth and kind of was like, wanted to make her own storyline and roll with...
She just needed someone to give her that little...
Yeah.
Like, just, I think so she could take it and run with it.
Yeah. I think she knows that Lisa didn't do it, but this is her way of being relevant, or this is her storyline.
I agree. So I think she wanted it to be Lisa.
Yeah, I agree.
But he basically, said that he has said... he's come out on his TikTok, which is Up and Adam. And he basically came out and said, I have shared multiple times that it is not Lisa Barlow who shared this information. And he's basically going on this whole video, whatever, that he has said that it's not her. Mm-hmm. However, it is somebody who's a part of the cast and who has been very, very smart and strategic in the way that they have maneuvered it. And they're also great at digging things up and that we would never guess who it is. And he said, it's not Lisa Barlow because we've already know that. Brittany, Maylee, whatever, Bronwyn, it's not going to be any of them. It's not going to be Whitney because it's Whitney's business, which leaves Meredith, Angie, Heather, and Mary. Who do you think it is?
So.
I don't think it's Mary. I don't even think Mary knows what fucking Alibaba is.
Yeah.
Like, she.
So true.
She is definitely not her. Yeah, so no. Meredith, Angie, or Heather. It's got to be Heather.
I think Heather. I also think there could be an inch of it that could be Meredith.
Imagine.
She was a lawyer and does, she's really good at digging.
Yeah.
She did it with Lisa. She did it with, she probably did it to Whitney at some point. She did it with, well, there's heaps of girls that she did.
And the setup of the storyline though, for Whitney to be confiding in Meredith and for her to be sitting there going, all right,
and now she's accusations. Silent. So I don't know. I think it could, it's absolutely one of those two.
Yeah.
I don't think Angie has it in her.
Yeah.
And again, Mary has no idea what Alibaba is. And I don't think she's confident on using Instagram.
Literally.
But I definitely think it's one of those two. I think it would be outrageous if it was Heather. I think, wouldn't that be crazy? That's
that would be
cousin.
Heather's out. That would be her almost like, I would say, you know, when like a housewife has like a major, major drama and like she's going to be
like
roped
Lisa
in
Vanderpump.
The ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I reckon that'll be too much for her. And I reckon it could potentially be her last season if she is the ringleader of this and she's already stirring drama with all the other girls. It's completely different scenarios.
Yeah.
Very interesting. My second one for you is just a little fun fact, because I watched a little video on Andy Cohen revealed how they actually position the housewives at the reunions.
Okay.
The method to where they sit.
Because I actually don't know. There's always like this hierarchy that whoever sits closest to Andy is like, I don't know, the one that has had the most interesting storyline or is the most relevant or whatever. So,
kind of, okay. Like you're on the right track. Yeah. So he said always sitting on either side of him will be the housewives that were involved in the most mess that season. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the mess, most of the mess. And then usually they will sit next to someone that they like or that they get along with.
Yeah.
And then sitting across from the housewives is someone that they don't like.
So they can yell at each other.
And the reason for that is camera angles. He said because those people are going to be directing words at each other and yelling at them, and they can be, they want them across from each other so they can be staring front on and not having to turn their heads to the side. So that's how they position them. So it's always the two that's most messy next to him in that season. Then next to them is someone they like. And then across from all of them is the ones that they don't get along with.
So strategic.
Very strategic. This is a little fun
that's
fact.
Fun.
But I thought that was,
I do love that.
I did enjoy that.
I knew there was some sort of process, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, agreed.
Great.
That's me.
Well, let's get into the highlights of the last episode.
Excellent.
So... We kick off right where we
left off. Yep, to be continued.
We get a replay of all the chaos that had just happened in the last episode, and we get the Lisa on cybersecurity.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah.
Great to see that again. Great way to open up the episode.
Excellent, yeah.
We then see John lunging at Justin. That is one of the husbands I never would have thought to have gotten physical.
Yeah. Do you know what is funny though? Is even though John was getting physical, he still was giving me like pathetic. I don't know why, but it, like, I don't know.
It just came in a little bit too late. Like, I don't, like, Justin had already pushed forward.
Yeah.
Time had passed. Yeah. Justin then said something to Lisa and then he jumped in. Yeah, I was like, okay.
I agree. And I don't know, just like the way that he kind of like just mopes around and like he's a bit, you know, he reminds me of a little bit. This is like a rogue reference and you're not going to know unless I look up a photo, most probably. But do you remember the movie Coraline?
Yeah.
He kind of reminds me of the dad from Coraline.
Okay.
And let me quickly show you a photo.
Yeah.
But that is kind of like, he'll just kind of stand there and just, oh no, like don't.
Yeah, a bit mopey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, but a highlight, just obviously rounding off like the party, the highlight for me was Mary's prayer and her forcing Lisa and Whitney to hold hands. And Lisa's like, I'm good, I'm good. And then she's like, no, no, it's important. Go and hold hands with Whitney. And she walks up to Whitney and goes, don't call me a liar. And then hold her hand.
Hated that. But she was like, you know what? I'm going to cut my losses. Yeah. I don't want to fight with Mary. I'd rather hold Whitney's hand and suffer through this for the next 30 seconds of this blessing.
Imagine if we had a friend that every time like our friends kicked off or there was arguments, tensions between friendships, they just like made us hold hands and...
Oh, it would make things worse.
All right, everyone, hold hands. Let's recite a prayer together.
Yeah, no, it's,
I'd be like... Shove your fucking prayer up your ass.
That's pissed me off.
Yeah, it pissed me off too.
I was cringing when Justin was emptying all the bottles of Vita into the sink. Like, you are a fucking child.
He is like, disgusting.
Oh, like, it just... And getting a little on camera as well. It's like, oh, I'm over it.
He's just
like,
a loser. He is a loser.
Especially after once, like what you said, it looks like Whitney... knew that it wasn't Lisa and now is watching Justin pour all this down the drain, knowing full well that it probably isn't her.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, just, I'm over it.
Yep, I'm over it as well. I know we're skipping a little bit into this, but on the topic of Justin and John, do you think, and I know what your answer is going to be, but I want to know why, but do you think Justin should apologize
to Lisa? I was going to ask you this as well.
For lunging at her.
What do you think my answer was going to be?
I don't know, because mine's a bit of a mixed answer. I was going to say that you were leaning more towards a no side. Mine is a yes and a no.
Like, I'm going to say I think everyone needs to apologize, not just one party.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think...
It got out stupidly out of
hand. Yeah, I don't think Justin needs to apologize. I think they all... It's just... I don't think it's just Justin that needs to apologize. I think they all need to kind of apologize. No one does at all.
I don't think Justin should have gotten involved as heavily as he did in the first place. I think the husbands of the housewives, majority of the husbands, the whole franchise, just stand on the sidelines and let them go at it. I don't think there was any need for Justin to intervene. I think flipping it... I would never back Justin, never back, you know, that whole saga. If it was me in Lisa's position and someone kind of lunged at me, Justin's a pretty big guy. Like, it would be a bit like, it is a bit out of line for him to intimidate Lisa in that way, even if he was never going to put a hand on her. I don't think
Lisa was the slightest bit intimidated, though. I feel like she would have clocked him first.
I agree. But I do think, I'm stuck because I don't think he needs to apologize because that kind of then he's taking the blame for everything. I don't think that's necessary. But I do think his behavior to lunge at Lisa was not okay. The girls were handling it in their usual way.
Yeah.
They always do.
And I also think, you know, Whitney, or they all blame Lisa for going up to Justin and bringing him into it. But it's like, well, Lisa wouldn't have done that if you didn't bring that to Lisa.
Yeah.
So Whitney, it's kind of your fault.
Yeah, agreed.
Especially since you knew she probably didn't do it.
And Justin was shit-stirring that night anyway by bringing Jared and shit, so...
Oh, yeah. You know. He was in a feral mood.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Yeah, 100%. Let's rewind.
Can we rewind to the War Widow edit?
War Widow edit.
When Heather was like to Brittany, you're reacting like a war widow when Jared rocked up, and they made this full edit of her like all the black and white, like old school video. I was fucking pissing myself. It was
and
so
we
funny.
Saw more as well where she was like, you know, my heart is with you, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. Yeah. This is so horrible to watch. Even when they're at Beauty Lab and then they sit down together and start to talk about the night, obviously the main focus was the fight, and Brittany thinks it automatically, oh my God, did Jared looking up, no, babe, this isn't about you. Pathetic, Cosima, pathetic.
Pathetic, Cosima.
I must admit, I don't know if I believe this or not. Bronwyn picking up her husband in an outfit at the airport every time he comes back from New York.
The inflatable, the montage.
I'm like, I feel like you've brought a whole lot of costumes and you're filming this all in one day.
Yeah, 100%, because they wouldn't have filmed, he wouldn't have come home from the airport like that many times in this filming of Housewives. But I will say, fucking rogue. And I am relating more and more to Bronwyn every single episode this Housewives series goes on. She is just so, so random. I love
she, it. I do love her. I do think that scene was a bit scripted and forced. Like, I don't believe. What did you say? Scringe?
Cringe. Yeah, maybe scringe. Who knows? We'll find out when we finish recording.
That's so scringe.
That was so scringe.
It's definitely cringe, I reckon.
Yeah, I know it's cringe. Oh. I think it was just a slip of the tongue.
It's cringe.
Yes, it's cringe, Jess.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Fucking idiot. The lunch that Bronwyn has with her husband, he looks so disinterested and does not want to be part of the show at all. You can tell he looks at her and thinks, I regret you going on this show.
I'm very intrigued to see how he behaves next episode when they all get together. I know that's going a bit far, but going on that note, he is quite disengaged in the show.
And just doesn't want any part of the drama.
And the fact that they are legit hosting a weekend away. And it sounds like obviously things kick off, but I'm keen to see how he acts and behaves in front of the camera when they're all around. And he would not be a boy's boy because he's so much older than the other ones.
Yeah, he's a dad.
He's a dad?
He's the boy's dad. Like the boys, his... The dad
of the boys group. I was like, aren't they all dads? I don't understand.
He's their dad.
Yeah, he's a granddad.
I loved when Angie, well, all three of them, Bronwyn, Whitney and Angie, were going for a walk.
Angie had the only normal outfit out of the three of them.
Oh, yeah. Bronwyn, again.
The jacket was ridiculous. Insane. It was like stupid I do size. Like
how she didn't switch up on Lisa.
Yeah.
Even though they were trying to kind of... Everyone is trying to push Lisa against all of them. And Bronwyn was still like, oh, I don't think that. Yeah. I've never had that experience.
And I do like how she said, oh, I'd be really disappointed if that was the case. Yeah. But then to the cut scene when she said, I haven't had that experience and she's not going to let... That's the thing I love about Bronwyn. She doesn't just let someone say, hey, and she doesn't turn her head as quickly as the other girls do. She stands her ground, even if she is hurt and she, you know, someone's hurt her or she's had an argument, she's not cutting the friendship. Like, she knows it's worth working through.
Yeah. And she'll probably find out soon enough.
She'll find out the hard way.
Don't worry.
The reunion will be great with that one.
Angie walking into Brittany's Mormon group at her house with a bottle of wine.
Brittany's, read the room, Mary.
But also was like, I've seen you drink multiple times. I think this is quite fitting for you. Clocked her.
Just the, just Brittany's conducting of the singing.
Oh
my gosh. And she's like full doing her conducting to like stop everyone and go up and down and stop. And
I can't be on tune.
Hectic.
Even with the signals.
Hectic. That's very me. Making you sing a song together.
I'm hopeless with SingStar trying to get the voice at the same note.
Yes. But you know what though? It was always those people. Because I always gave my whole heart with SingStar. I fucking loved SingStar back in the day. And I always tried my best and I always hated it. And I bet you were one of these people that never sung the words. You just went, okay.
I did by the end of it because I was like, you know what? I'm fucking over it. Did it?
When you did the battle with people and you like battled it out and they were just like, and you're like, no.
Fuck. Did it record you as well and you could hear it
and
back?
And I used to listen to myself back all the time.
I used to hate it.
So I loved it. I was, still am, so obsessed with myself.
Call up the Carols. She's back this year.
Yes. Do you know what? My sisters actually sent me a screenshot and said, are you guys thinking about doing the Christmas Carols choir again this year? And I was like, no. Do you know how much time commitment that was?
Yeah, too much.
It was 3 hours every single week. So I had to go every Wednesday or Thursday, go to the Teacher Gully Library with the rest of the Carols choir. And let me tell you, they were not the coolest bunch. Me and my sisters were like, probably like the most energetic ones in the room. And it was like 6:30 till 9:30 every single Wednesday for about 8 weeks straight. Both my sisters, Kat lived locally still in Golden Grove, but Jackie lived in the Barossa, and she used to drive home from the Barossa after that.
No one loves Christmas that much. I will say, on the back of last weekend, I was getting excited for Christmas decorations. Bought quite a lot.
And you spent so much money last weekend.
But there's one thing that I haven't been able to face yet. What's that? Christmas carols.
I love Christmas carols.
That, to me, I'm still haunted by.
Because it's been
engraved into my head.
What was that carol that always played that you always used to be like, it'd send you insane?
It was the Kylie Minogue Merry Christmas song.
That's right.
It got more manic as the song went on, and it got faster and faster. Every time it got faster, somehow the day got more manic. And honestly, I ran out every time it came on, and it came out on like 3 times a day.
Yeah, I do recall. I have literally a playlist on my Spotify called Jolly Times, and I listen to it.
Well, don't play it around me.
I listen to it outside of December. Like, I'll chuck this on in like March and just sing Christmas carols. I love them.
No, see, I think I'm still very much in that trauma stage. I'm enjoying decorating because... Yep.
Baby steps, slowly. Yeah.
Maybe one. It's like, I can't compare it to war. You know, when like, you know, people hear gun sounds.
Yes, that's like
carols to me. You know, maybe that's not that so drastic, but I can't listen to them at all. It's still, even Mariah Carey, I can't.
Do you want to, we should share with the pod, just we're very off topic on Housewives right now, but what our, both of our themes for Christmas this year is that Jack and Brandon are so confused by the birds.
The birds.
We've bought the these birds. Like taxidermy birds from Adair. We spent like $200 on these birds. Each.
Do you know what is so annoying? What? 40% off Linen Lovers.
I know, now it
what
is. I know.
Fuck?
But now I need to buy a Christmas tree, so I'm going to buy one now. It's 40% off.
Okay, well, when you go back, can you get me a few more parrots, please?
Okay. We got like, oh my God, they're so hectic. And showing them to Jack and Brandon, they both had the exact same reaction. They were both like, what the fuck
is going on?
And they are literally like full on, looks like a bird's been stuffed, sitting on your shoulder. Like, you know, those people that have those rogue parrots on their shoulder that like kiss them. They're all those bogans in Elizabeth that walk through the shops. They've got like parrot shield down their back. And they're like kissing the parrot. That's going to be me. That's my final form this Christmas.
It's our therapy. It's literally an aviary. Yeah. It'll look like an aviary.
Yeah. We'll keep them up all year round.
Full of birds. Yeah.
Love it. We need to name them.
I can't wait to name them.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Watch this space.
Once they're up, we'll go through
the names.
We'll
do a pod in front of it.
We should name them after housewives.
Yes. Good idea. Great idea.
I've got a good idea for some more Christmas content, actually.
Excellent.
Won't share it with you yet, though.
Cool.
Anyway, back to the show. So, Heather coming over to Bronwyn's house. Can I just say... Before we get to the shit-infested floors with the 8 dogs. Overall, Bronwyn ate her up.
Yeah, 100%.
With ease.
Yeah.
And you know when Heather's guilty when she runs away.
Yep. And Bronwyn stayed so calm and collected.
Until the end when she kind of broke down when she left. But she held it together.
Yeah, exactly. But like when Heather tried to like start trumping her, she was like, Heather, no, Heather. And I love that. How can you react? Like when someone's not meeting your reaction level.
Yeah.
And you just keep bringing it up, you end up looking and feeling stupid. Mm-hmm. But she gave that calm. I'm fucking stumbling all over my words here. She remained calm and just like did not meet Heather's manic level. Yeah. And it was amazing.
Or just gaslighting. Yeah. Like saying, oh, I've come over here to like plead for my spot on this holiday. No, I think if you were going to talk it out, she was going to invite you after once you had cleared things over.
Even how like childish of Heather to rock up and go, yeah, well, I'm surprised I'm here. Didn't think you liked me. Like, and then putting
all of the blame on Bronwyn. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. She
cleared her.
Yeah, she did.
I love to see it as well. It was good. Yeah. I think it's becoming very clear that Heather's being exposed now for how messy she's mm-hmm. being. And it's great to see.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. The house, though, hectic.
Hectic.
It's so hectic. There's just clutter.
I feel like I'm right about the kitchen. It looks like a galley kitchen. It doesn't look like it opens up.
I still like it. I don't mind the kitchen.
Okay.
However, the dog poo and the dog wee all over the floor is absolutely feral. Disgusting.
Yeah. She like, lost a point there. That gave
is, yeah, Heather some ammo. That's like not just clutter and messy and random. That is actually filth. That's disgusting. Yeah. And
the smell.
The smell. And how often is that on your floor without you realizing? I'm telling you right now, like, I know when Randy's done like a poo outside because
it wafts.
It just wafts and it's gross. Let alone if your dog's done a poo or a wee inside.
Multiple as well.
Multiple.
One of those.
Multiple dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not okay.
There's like eight of them. Even when they were eating their treats and stuff and one of them was jumping up, I was like, that would piss me off too. Trying to get the
Which
food.
Which is why you never come over to my house.
Yeah.
No, but, Randy's a good boy when there's food.
Because they can't also get through the front door. I meant from all the junk, not from how fat I am.
Yeah, I was like, that was a you were literally self-roasting, then I was like, oh my God.
No. I just meant because of the...
Fat!
The inner voice has come out
fat,
again.
Big fat fuck.
That's all right, we're working on it.
Do you know what? Now that I'm unpacking the episode, I came over here today and said to you and Jack that I felt like the episode was quite boring for me.
But
now that I'm
really
unpacking
good.
It was actually a good episode. I just think I don't know. My brain thought it was boring. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Next week looks interesting.
Next week looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look really good. I'm keen to see why Lisa and John get booted.
Yeah, that's a big thing, especially for, and doesn't look good for Lisa as well if she's getting kicked out of one of her closest friend's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still trying to think of who's recording.
Yeah. It's got to be the person that's linked to, it's got to be someone who's linked to Whitney's thing, I reckon. That can't just fizzle out. Who's the one that was yelling? Heather. Was it Heather the one that was yelling in the trailer?
I think it was Meredith.
Meredith.
But it's, I think Meredith is yelling at someone. I think it's Meredith.
But do you know what? They could be playing us because she might not be yelling at the person who was recording. That person might be standing in and standing up for that person and Meredith then might snap to them and go, you know.
True.
What do you mean? You're recording all of the stuff. Yeah. Like, how could you be on their side?
And she's just
And heightened. She's just saying it heightened and yelling it to that person.
Very true. Could be...
They could be throwing us there.
Anyway, I'm still intrigued to see who it's going to be.
Ditto. I think that's
pretty much it. We shot through that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
A lot happened. I think it was good. Actually, one thing I wanted to note, we didn't see Meredith at all.
No, we didn't, did we?
I missed that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
Good observation.
So, now that the episode's finished, should we go into our rapid fire housewives questions? I've actually got quite a few for you here.
I love that. I've got three for you.
Okay, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got double. So,
God.
Come
so maybe
prepared
you
next.
Can start and we'll go question
ping
for question.
Ping pong.
That'd
okay,
be fun.
Question one. Would you rather get caught in a scandal with Jen Shaw or face off against Mary Cosby in a heated argument?
Mary Cosby.
Yeah.
Only because Jen Shaw has a criminal record.
She's in prison. She's done for life. I would have to agree. Even though Mary Cosby did kind of hope that Jen was guilty and then she came out guilty. I feel like she's got a curse. She can put a curse or a hex on you.
I feel that as well. And I also feel, and this might be a little bit pushing the barriers and the boundaries of this opinion, but people in the church always have weird ways of working. Like, they always have high up people that they can make things happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just
I didn't think of it that way.
People that are so high up in the church can, I don't know, they get away with things and they can push.
Yeah. Things. I also think there's a chance of you winning Mary back because look at Whitney.
You bring it straight back to something light. Going down a rabbit hole there. And let me tell you about the church.
Yeah, we're spiraling.
Jesus. All right, mine actually is a would you rather and it also involves Jen Shaw.
I think a lot of them do.
But mine is, and this is kind of a little bit touches on some of the stuff we were talking about last week, but would you rather be in a heated argument, like a toe-to-toe, screaming in each other's face, that
drinks
kind of
a throne.
Thing. Drinks a throne with Jen Shaw or Erica Jayne?
I'm going to say Erica Jayne.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jen gets physical.
Yeah, me too.
Black eyes.
Yeah, I said yeah. Erica Jayne as well because Jen is more...
As frightening as that will be,
yeah.
I'd rather be on the receiving end. You can mend it very easily with Erica, I find, if you apologise. And...
She's just vicious with her words, whereas Jen is too physical. Unpredictable.
Yeah. Look at Heather. She's the perfect example.
Yeah. She's just an unpredictable person and she could just snap like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be very scared.
Good one. Would you rather attend a lavish dinner party with Lisa Vanderpump or a wild night out with Erica Jayne?
A wild night out with Erica Jayne. Easy. I agree. That's easy.
Yeah.
I don't really rate Lisa Vanderpump.
Neither do I, and I don't really care about like Vanderpump rules or anything like that. I did used to when like she was on the show, I'd be like, oh, I want to go to that restaurant all day. Yeah. She's closed like all of them now.
Yeah, I would also agree. I really loved Lisa when she was on the show, but... I think her and Ken had a really ugly exit and then I've never rated her ever since.
Agree.
Yep. All right, back to me. Would you rather be on the chaotic drama-filled girls' trip and have to be involved in that drama?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather hear about it all on the second hand after the trip?
Depends what the scenario is. Like, am I directly involved?
I would say you're not the main person, but you're involved.
I'm part of it.
You're part of it. And it is it's like peak.
You know screaming. What? If I was on a show, I'd rather be part of it because it would keep me relevant for a couple more seasons.
That's true.
Normally, personally, I'd want to just hear about it.
Yeah.
But if I'm on a show...
In your own personal life.
I'm using that. As my storyline.
That's great.
But in my personal life, I only want to hear about it, please. Yeah, yeah.
Please leave me out of it. Don't even tell me about it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear.
I don't want to know.
I don't care.
I'm not listening. Yeah. I'm disengaging.
I'm actually changing the subject.
Back to you.
Would you rather be in a feud with Lisa Rinna or get caught in a drama with Sutton Strack?
Oh, get caught in a drama with Sutton. She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in a drama with Sutton.
I would annihilate her. Yeah.
I would get physical with her. No, I do not condone physical violence. I've never been in a fight in my entire life. I'm such a pussy. But I hate Sutton and I'd love to be a part of her takedown. Yep. I'd love to be the one that takes her down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'd have to agree.
Yep.
I'd have Lisa Rinna next to me.
Yeah. Oh.
Taking Sutton down.
Yeah. Imagine being like you backing Lisa Rinna. So she's doing the main talking.
Yeah. And you're like,
yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
All right. My one is just, it's not a would you rather in terms of you being in the show, but this is your viewing of the show.
Right.
Which is more epic, which is better.
Okay. Watching it.
Watching it.
As a viewer.
As a viewer. The Amsterdam dinner, Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna v. Kim Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Or... Last season of Salt Lake City, the reality Von T's outing dinner.
Oh, God, this is hard. I think, this is so hard to choose.
Hard one,
hey? I think because if you compare them both now, side by side, reality Von T's is more epic.
Okay.
But for the time of when Amsterdam happened, that was... Like
also epic.
Also epic.
But
now
comparing
side by side,
the most epic one?
You know what? I'm still going to go with Amsterdam.
Yep, me too.
Because these two women are also, they're Hollywood actresses.
Yep.
Screaming at each other about something so insane and ridiculous.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm going to have to say Amsterdam.
I also think Amsterdam and my reasons are because of... Outside of just the Rinna and Kim major drama, all of the things around it, like Beast and Kyle like running away and
hiding behind the napkin.
Yeah, hiding behind the napkin and Kim's like, ooh.
What the fuck was that?
like all of the little side things that happened around the main event, I think makes that. I remember the first time I watched that, and I watched it over and over and over again. And then do you remember the ASMR version?
I was just about to say I watched the ASMR version time to time.
Sends me to sleep. That one's fucking hilarious.
So good. Great question.
Thanks. Great questions for you. Do you have any more?
I've got two more. Excellent. Would you rather go on a group trip with all of the housewives or have a one-on-one lunch with your favorite?
Group trip.
Agree.
Yeah. Group trips are always funner.
And you get more out of it.
Yeah.
You get multiple storylines, you get multiple experiences. And also
it's not as nerve-wracking being one-on-one with
bounce around to different groups.
Yeah. I think even like, you know, if I met my favorite celebrity, I would not know what to say. I'd be so nervous. Like if I met Blake Lively, I'd be like, run away.
You'd I'm not even going to get a photo stumbled with you. For words.
Yeah. And it feels so awkward. So group trip for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Would you rather be involved in a blowout fight with Lisa Rinna or face off against Erica Jayne in a business dispute?
Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
And my reasons for that is because Rinna's been in some dumb fights before where she's been like totally in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Erica Jayne...
In a business dispute, I don't want to bring money into it.
Nah. We saw how bad it was when she was going through the legality stuff with Tom. And, like, yeah, I would not want to be. In my position right now, especially, or are you talking about if I was, like, a rich housewife?
As a housewife.
So I'm rich and I've got my own money and everything.
It's a equal playing field.
Okay. I think I might, I mean, obviously, it depends on the context. Like, it depends on whether... it's a business dispute that I'm in the right or she's in the wrong.
Mm.
If that was the case, I'd go the Erica Jayne. I feel like I could take her down in a business dispute.
Right.
But I also would rather have Rinna as a friend. I don't want to lose her as a friend.
That's true.
Because she's a funny bitch. And I'd rather go toe-to-toe with Erica and then just be done with it.
Okay.
I feel like Erica would... Nah, I don't know. It depends on how you went about it with Erica.
I don't know if I'd want to go business dispute. I mean, she has allegedly stolen millions from victims. So I don't know if I trust that.
Yeah.
I'd rather go toe-to-toe with Rinna.
Yeah.
And work it out after.
Fair.
They're my questions.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Let's make them a little bit more raunchier next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit more scandalous.
Sounds good. We'll do some working.
Yeah.
Put me to fucking homework.
Yeah. Come prepared. Also, we didn't film this pod.
Yeah. So, you bring some better questions next time. Maybe you can improve on your questions.
Maybe actually bring a few more. And
do you know what? Maybe don't worry about coming back to the next episode. I'll get someone else in.
Axed.
Man, I just come on, you're like, so are you revived or axed? I'm like, I think I'm revived.
Axed. Wrong. Get off.
Get out. Jack, you're in. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on a Friday night, filming this after a big, big week.
My pleasure.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And I'll see you same time next week.
Yes, you will.
Uru.